Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We've got a really interesting chat coming up today, a couple of them actually. We're going to start out by talking to Sheila Anderson from the Findlay Toyota Center with updates on a whole bunch of exciting events coming to that jewel of Prescott Valley. Plus, with Christmas shopping now in full swing, chances are, just a wild guess, there might be a Monty Python fan on your gift list. And with this year marking 50 years of Walking Silly on Purpose, why not rebroadcast my interview earlier this year with David Morgan? He is the author of Monty Python Speaks, The Complete Oral History. That'll be coming up after the bottom of the hour news and weather. Hey, the Harkins Theaters have resumed their annual holiday season Saturday morning matinees. And this Saturday at 10 o'clock, you can enjoy The Polar Express on the big screen with family and friends. One showing only 10 o'clock this Saturday morning at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. You know, a sensational new movie is playing this week at the Harkins, and it may be nominated for Oscars for Best Picture and other categories. Since it's already been named Best Picture of the Year by the L.A. Film Critics Association, it's called Parasite. It's made in South Korea, but it is subtitled. It's a devastating takedown of class conflict seen from both sides, and the less you know going in, the better. However, people are not turning out this week to see it, so it's scheduled next week for only one showing a day at 10 p.m. each night. While Jumanji, The Next Level, is scheduled for 15 screenings Friday and 15 more on Saturday. Now, this is not a huge metro area. We're very fortunate for a market this size to get really high-quality films like Parasite, but we have to show up or we won't be getting many more. So please, sometime this week, see Parasite at the Harkins Theater before it goes only to that 10 p.m. showing effective Friday. Well, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins Theater. And tonight that means the Will Ferrell Christmas Classic, Elf. And then tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater, the big screen showing of White Christmas. Well, we've got Sheila Anderson just around the corner ready to step in. We're going to see what's going on at the Findlay Toyota Center on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Tis the season for savings all through the land with up to 42% off the 2019 Buick Encore at Findlay Buick in Prescott. Spacious storage and flexible seating for up to five. A contemporary interior complemented with modern technology and nimble maneuverability and turbocharged engine.
Encore empowers you to carve your own path.
Save over $12,000 off MSRP and get your Findlay Buick price of only $16,780. That's 42% off.
Or lease for only $189 a month.
Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand, and we guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury and up to 42% off MSRP. Findlay Buick in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. Buick, experience worry-free luxury.
On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial plus tax, title, license, and 495 back fees. Stock number B43644. Lease for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year with $39.95 Buick signing.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07 with Sheila Anderson from the Finley Toyota Center. We used to call it the Prescott Valley Event Center. So, Sheila, how long have you been associated with this wonderful venue?
I actually have been there about a year and a half, so still trying to get my fingers into everything and learn about the community as much as I can. We have so many wonderful things to be a part of, but it just takes time to get those relationships built.
Where'd you come from and what led you to the Toyota or the Finley Toyota Center?
Well, I grew up in California. I know that's a bad word here.
what town? What city?
Actually, inland, Riverside
County. Oh, sure, okay.
And then I moved to Orange County for more opportunities, and then actually went to New York. And I was doing e-commerce and things like that. And then I came here to Prescott to be with my dad and spend time with him.
Nice. You know, when I lived in Los Angeles for 3 years. And when I moved here for the job interview, the first question I was asked was, so you're from Los Angeles. Notice anything different? Yeah. And you've been in California and New York.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of an adjustment, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It was a culture shock when I moved there. I mean, just we're so reliant on our cars here.
Sure.
And there it's all about public transportation. Mm-hmm. And you only want to buy at the store what you can carry. So that was an adjustment.
And you know, it's funny you mention that because I've always said for people who are making these kinds of moves, it's a lot easier to go from a big city to a small town than from a small town to a big city.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's much easier. So you've got, you guys got a full lineup coming at the Finley Toyota Center. Before we get to this lineup, take me through what happens when perhaps a touring company of some sort, be it a rodeo, a concert, a stage show, a craft event, when they first hear about Prescott Valley, Arizona, and don't know anything, what kinds of questions are they asking you about the event and about the venue?
They ask basically, you know, how far are you from Phoenix, or or they just kind of assume we're part of the Phoenix network. And I have to explain to them we're very a Western culture, you know, very tight-knit community and stuff. And so it's just very different. We're very different than the city. So, it just things like that they want to know. I usually don't do the event booking, so I don't always get those questions.
I'll ask Catfish about that one of these days. But, you know, you do have an event that can seat, depending upon the event, between 5,000 and 6,000 people. That's a nice mid-range for different acts going around the country, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have a 20,000-seat arena where you're charging $40 for parking and you're sitting up so high you can see Guam, but you can't see the stage. So you don't want that. So this is kind of a nice mix, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, one thing that I try and always tell people, and people, when they go to one event of our venue, they discover that there's really not a bad seat in the house.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It is a perfect size in that regard. So first of all, something we can take part in every day, at least through most of the holiday season, public ice skating and stick and puck hockey. What kind of turnout are you getting for that?
the teenagers and the kids absolutely love it. The parents love that they can just drop their kids off for a couple hours, go run some errands, maybe get some holiday shopping done, and then come back and pick them up.
Let the kids work off some energy.
Yeah, and it's really cool because it's a once-a-year type event. Mm-hmm. I know it's something different, unique, and because we don't even have a roller skating rink in the area. But it's something local you can do. You can always go to, Phoenix, but, that's a whole day, whereas this is something fun you can do for a couple hours. And like I said, it's unique. And we actually have a new girl who just moved here recently, and she does ice skating lessons.
So oh, nice.
We have information about that at the venue. She's just getting all of her info going, but she loves ice skating. She's super excited about it, and she's hoping that we can have a whole program in the future. But we just recently, this is our second year taking over ice skating from the town.
So, oh, okay.
We're getting used to it, and we're, trying to upgrade all of our ice skates and sharpening equipment and just, really figuring it out so we can make it bigger and better every year. I would love to have, board and brush or any of those cool type, make an ornament or something during that, maybe next year, so that, if you have a real little one or if you have another family member who doesn't want to ice skate but they want to come and look, they have another activity to do.
Sure, sure. Well, of course, you are the arena now is, for the third season, I believe, the home of the Northern Arizona Suns. Mm-hmm. That's getting a good turnout every night. For people in this area who have never been to a Northern Arizona Suns game, we used to have hockey at the arena, but that was the Central Hockey League, and it was several steps below the NHL. Nobody in that league had ideas about making the NHL. It just wasn't going to happen. In this league, you have people who are that close to the NBA. Tell us about how surprised people are when they see the talent on display at these Suns games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get things all the time, updates saying that, so-and-so was recalled up to the Suns and he's going to be playing in the next game, Suns game. So, yeah, they definitely are very talented and one step away from, being an NBA, player. And so they get to work out kinks and stuff, and it's close enough to Phoenix that they can go play in one, one day and then next go down in Phoenix to play the next day. So, it's really great. And, it's high level basketball. Oh. So it's a lot of fun. Basketball is quick paced, so it's fun to watch anyways. They have some really great deals right now. So they have hump day deals where it is $25 for two tickets, two hot dogs and two drinks. So, I mean, that's an amazing deal.
Yeah.
And then they have a family four-pack offer on Sundays. So it is four pizzas, four drinks, four tickets for $50.
Wow. How do you beat that? That's one of the many really nice things about going to an event at the Finley Toyota Center. You're not only seeing top-name entertainment in sports, but it's really affordable for the whole family. You're not paying, like I mentioned before, you're not paying $30 or $40 to park, and you're not paying, $15 for a draft beer, and you're not paying, $9 for a soda. It really is a family-friendly event, and like we also mentioned before, as opposed to, say, going down to see the NBA Suns, you're not going to be sitting 600 feet from the floor.
Yep.
So you really get an up-close and great view of it. And one of the best things about the Suns games here, these guys know they're being watched, and they're bringing their A game every night, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely. And, they want to make it, so
sure.
They're trying.
They want to leave here,
but for something better. They want to move up. And
they want to move up,
they're trying
sure.
their hardest. So, yeah, it's definitely fun to watch. And they usually do autographs after.
Yeah.
So that's fun
it's a nice
for
touch.
The kids.
Yeah, gets the kids involved, too.
And they have theme nights, which are really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have vendors and bounce house and face painting and all sorts of giveaways to the first 1,000. So I know Bucket's birthday is coming up on the 15th,
mm-hmm.
and I have already seen it. It's It's a very cool little bobblehead of buckets. And trust me, you're going to want one when you see one. They're awesome.
Sure. Hey, tell us about Valerie Mahaney and what she does with group sales.
So most of our events, not all of them, but most of them do have group sales. So if you have a group of 10 or more, you get an automatic discount. It's usually around $5. It depends on each event. But $5 off each ticket automatically for just having a group.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's really cool, too, is that I've been working to set up and get, like I said, involved with the community, is if you have a business or organization that has 50 or more employees or members, you will become a super group. Now, you automatically get a code. As long as you just do like an e-blast or send it out to your people so that, you know, we help get the recognition, you automatically get that discount, and they can just take it and buy on their own so that, you know, you don't have to gather everybody up and make sure, okay, we're all going. They can just go and buy that with the group discount on their own. So trying to get the community involved and try to get the word out about our events.
You know, every time I go to an event at the Findlay Toyota Center, I look up at those suites and I go, how can I land one of those? How can you?
You know what? That's a great question, because we have some really awesome events that are, it's really cool to have experience to have a suite. And we have Satish Atheli, who is our partnership
director. Hey, Catfish!
Yep, he's definitely well known in the community. And so if on every single event, if it has suites available, it will say suites at FindlayToyotaCenter.com that you can email, and that will go to him, or you can give him a call. Or text. He likes to text.
Mm-hmm.
And like for Lee Bryce and Chicago, those went immediately. So you gotta be on it. You gotta keep up with us on our website, on our Facebook, to know when things are announced. Because sometimes, you know, some events take a little bit longer to sell with the suites, but other ones, I mean, tickets and suites, they just go immediately. So if that's a special experience that you want to give your family, your clients, things like that, you definitely want to jump on that and always know what's going on with us.
You mentioned Chicago, and being that we're living here in the tribute concert capital of the world, I assume you got a few calls or comments from people saying, now, is this a Chicago tribute band or what?
Yeah, no, this is the real Chicago. They were here a long time ago when we first opened, and they did really well, and they're finally back. We're excited to have them, and apparently everybody else is, because it is selling like hotcakes. We are definitely on a point to sell or to sell out. So if you want those tickets, you definitely got to get them sooner than later, because I guarantee you before the event even gets here, we will sell out.
You know, in my hometown of St. Louis, we had the Kiel Auditorium and Kiel Opera House almost next door. The Opera House only sat about 4,000, if that many. The Auditorium, 12,000. And every performer I heard interviewed on local radio would say, you know, I would much rather sell only 4,000 seats and have a full house than sell 4,000 seats at a place that seats 12,000 and have 8,000 empty seats staring at me. True?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you like to have an intimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and feel like you've got something somebody else didn't get.
Yeah.
Ha ha, I'm here and you're not.
Yeah. That's what social media is all about, right?
There you go.
Look at where I am.
Fear of missing out.
Yep, FOMO is a big thing.
it really is. And when it comes to these other events coming up, boy, coming up on the 27th, you want to really stay in the Christmas spirit? How about a magical Cirque Christmas? That's coming up on the 27th. What can you tell us about that?
So we try to have a really cool Christmas event every year. Mm-hmm. Last year it was Mannheim Steamroller.
I was there for that.
Everybody loved that. How did you like that?
We loved it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got a really great response to that. So we thought, we usually have them every other year. So this year we got the opportunity to have a magical Cirque Christmas. It's a variety show. It has performers from all around the world doing really cool acrobatic, you know, handstands, kind of cool stuff that you would see like on America's Got Talent, you know, really cool, different stuff. And then also magic. So there's a big part of it, and little kids really love that. And singing. So everything is set to your favorite Christmas music. So it's just a whole experience, Christmas experience for the whole family. And, you know, it's a gift that would last you forever. You know, you'll never forget that experience, event experience that you had.
And, you know, if you have daughters or granddaughters who watch the Olympics and see the gymnastics and go, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Just wait until they see a magical Cirque Christmas and see those performers. They'll be doing cartwheels in the aisle, won't they?
Well, I don't know if they're doing cartwheels in the aisle. I think it's mainly on the stage. But
yeah.
You're thinking of the real Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, the Cirque du Soleil. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. So that, the real Cirque du Soleil, that's their, like, the headline, you know, the Vegas show.
Sure.
Amazing. That is actually, they're bringing an ice show to us in March.
Nice.
And we are so excited about that. They were here just like Chicago a very long time ago. But this one is very unique, very different. So this is their second ice show they've ever created.
Mm-hmm.
This is their first year with it. The first time they have characters. So they have Axel, who is a graphic artist. He's a pop star. So it's very interesting because it's like they've said it's like an 80s rock show. But on ice.
How cool.
So he's a rock star. He's doing, you know, really cool music, fun music, and then also these acrobatic, you know, there's fire on the ice. There's,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these different tricks and things that they do, including the music. Like, it's just, you know, a feast for the eyes.
Yeah, it really is. We're talking with Sheila Anderson from the Findlay Toyota Center. More coming up with Sheila in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Take a 2019 Findlay Toyota Prescott Camry home for the holidays. Get $2,500 customer cash back, 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, or lease for as low as $239 a month. And Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your registration on your new Toyota purchase. Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 fees. Registration maximum $500, lease for 36 months with $2,399 at signing.
You're simply the best! Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, Northern Arizona Air, Rockies and Yavapai Casino, RED Plumbing, Primavera Online High School, and the Prescott Resort. The Arizona Cardinals host the Cleveland Browns Sunday at 2 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Life moves fast. Keep up with high-speed internet from Sparklight. For a limited time, get up to 100 megs for $45 a month for 3 months. Get free installation and add unlimited data. Call Sparklight at 877-687-1427. Start enjoying reliable streaming and faster downloads for just $45 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 or visit sparklight.com/offers for details. Offer ends December 31st, 2019. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:24 with Sheila Anderson from the Findlay Toyota Center. Sheila, you mentioned how last Christmas was highlighted by the Mannheim Steamroller Show, and that was a phenomenal show. But I don't know how many people know this, but the guy who created Mannheim Steamroller, Chip Davis, I interviewed him here by phone about 4 years ago. And was startled to learn something. Now, this is before your time, but believe me, most of our listeners will remember this. There was a novelty song in the early 70s called Convoy. It was a CB trucker talking about a bear in the air and stuff like this. And it was a massive, massive hit, kind of a funny song. But it turned the whole country into CB users. Chip Davis, the creator of Mannheim Steamroller, wrote that song.
Wow.
When you consider the songs he writes for Mannheim Steamroller and compare it to Convoy, is that really the same person? Yeah. Yeah, isn't it amazing? I mean, the different ways your talent takes you and, what hits it big and stuff. Convoy? Really? Yeah, it was a huge hit. Hey, coming up January 10th and 11th, the toughest monster truck tour. Boy, that's going to be fun.
Absolutely. When we had our safe trick-or-treat event over Halloween, I had coloring pages for our different events. And, the kids went crazy over the monster trucks. It's just so cool and so unique. And what's really, really awesome for the kids is the pit passes that you can get for just $5. And it gets you onto the dirt with the monster trucks. They get to see them up close and personal. They get to talk to the drivers, get autographs from the drivers. But it really is cool when you see a little kid just looking up, like at this huge monster truck, and they're just like, wow.
It's like the ultimate Tonka toy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a really cool experience for them.
And you know what's funny about that? Because when I hosted the Salute to Veterans about 5 years ago at the event center, at the conclusion of the event, and this was honoring military and first responders, we had the ambulance out there. We had the Granite Mountain 19. Their buggy was out there. We had police cars, fire engines, a whole bit. At the show's conclusion, we invited anybody who wanted to come down to the floor and chat, with the drivers and the police officers and the EMTs. And you should have seen the kids exploring these vehicles. It was just amazing because to them, a fire truck is a rolling hospital. And we also had Bigfoot at that show. And yes, once Bigfoot cooled down, they had to take it outside to let it cool down. And the kids raced out there to take a look at it. They are just amazed by stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And the best thing about it is, you said you can add your pit pass to your ticket purchase, only $5. I mean, how many kids wouldn't want to do that?
Yep, and tickets start at $15. So it's definitely a family event, family affordable, and we actually have a really great deal. It's a 4-pack and you get to save up to $40, depending on, if you buy kids or adult tickets. And so that's a really great deal right now. We have, it's just so fun for the kids.
When someone books an event at the Findlay Toyota Center, let's say a band, a touring band books an event, I'm always curious what kinds of demands they make because they're going to a different venue every time they tour, different city, different venue. And each venue has their own rules and regulations and their own physical limitations. And I remember talking to Catfish one day a few years ago about some of the silliest things that bands will put in their contract rider. I mean, ridiculous demands. I mean, we're all familiar with the famous Van Halen thing about no brown M&Ms, in the green room and stuff like this. I mean, come on. And Catfish told me sometimes they will put these outrageous demands in the contract writer just to make sure you read it. Because if you bring that up, that tells them you've been reading the contract, and that makes them feel better. That way it avoids misunderstandings later because you do know what's in the contract, and you will provide that. I imagine some of those contract demands get crazy, though.
Yeah, we haven't had too many really, at least while I've been there, we haven't had too many big ones. But usually it's the acts that have huge entourages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just a little bit spoiled.
But, I think, it's probably easy to go, oh, my God, are you serious? But a lot of times it's just certain things that it's their favorite things. Mm-hmm. And when you're on tour all the time, you don't have the luxury to just run out to the store and grab something that you would want or something. So, sometimes it's like you're like, what? But then sometimes you're like, oh, okay, they do. It is hard for them to never be able to just go out and grab what they want.
I would imagine if you're on tour for 3 months and all you see every night is a hotel room and then a stage and bright lights, you might want something a little more personal.
Yeah.
I can see that. I got to ask you, too, when it comes to a performer coming through town, we get complaints once in a while. How come we don't get the big A-list stars? And my answer usually is, how much do you want to pay for a ticket? Because you've got between 5,000 and 6,000 seats, and they have a certain price they demand just to come to town. That determines your selling price, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So one thing, we're starting to push more because also we need to prove to them that we can sell the tickets.
Yeah.
And so with Gary Allen that we've had recently, that helped us, and Justin Moore we had. But they like to see that you have a track record of being able to sell tickets at a certain price point,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that they're going to make money off of it. Because if they're not selling tickets, you know, and we want them to keep coming back. So we need to have all our ducks in a row too. So yeah, it's, you know, we can't, like you said, some of the really big A-list stars are very expensive.
Oh my goodness.
So,
we had an entrepreneur here about 4 years ago put on an event at Pioneer Park. And he wanted to get a really, really major country act. So just to kind of test the water, he called Toby Keith's people. And they wanted $1 million up front.
Wow.
$1 million up front. Luke Bryan wanted $500,000. Now, you've got, at most, I would imagine, 6,000 tickets to sell. Just to cover that cost, how much are you paying per ticket just for that? Plus all of the other costs involved. And you can see why sometimes, unless we build a 20,000 seat arena and you better fill it every time, that ain't going to happen, is it? It's just simple economics, right?
Yeah. And we don't have the numbers that in
yeah.
Phoenix, we just don't have the number of people, which, you know, it's like you say, anything's a numbers game, but there are shows like, you know, Gary Allen and other ones that we've done half house because we want to have a full arena.
Sure.
I mean, if we had done it, you know, full house, we would still had sold a lot of tickets, but it would have looked very empty.
And that's never good for an appearance.
Yeah,
is it?
And until we can prove that we can sell out the whole thing or at least sell out half shows, then we'll get bigger. But we're working our way up, and our GM, Shane, has been amazing about getting new acts and stuff, and we actually have some in the pipeline that I can't even talk about right now.
Mm-hmm.
But and we're really excited about them. So slowly but surely, we are getting even bigger named acts, and definitely stay tuned because I keep up with us on our website and our social media, but also we have our email. So when you – that's where you get the pre-sale codes. So
yeah.
When we get a really awesome band that you're like, oh, my God, I got to go to the show, and you want to get tickets before they actually go on sale, so you make sure that you get good seats – you're going to find that in the email. So our Event Insider email, get signed up on our website, and always be checking that because that's where you're going to get the pre-sale codes.
And that website is?
FinleyToyotaCenter.com. And people a lot of times think that it's Finley Toyota Event Center because we used to be the Prescott Valley Event Center. But no, it's just FinleyToyotaCenter.com.
And that's FINDLAY, ToyotaCenter.com. Also, you want to call up Valerie for group sales at 583-6072. Call Catfish for suites at 583-6086. You know, speaking of suite sales and things like this, what a great way for any business person to court a potential client or to reward their best performers. Invite them to your suite for an event at the Event Center at Finley Toyota Center.
Absolutely. We have actually been getting more and more inquiries because we're getting some mm-hmm. really great asks. Lee Bryce got sold out. We're still...
Bryce sold out. Good for you.
Yeah, we're trying to... People are calling up, we want a suite. We're like, sorry. So we're trying to encourage people, if you get an annual suite, you are always guaranteed a suite to any event that we have.
Mm-hmm. So, do you guys ever sell standing room tickets?
No, we don't have standing
room. Is that a fire law kind of thing?
Probably the operations would know more about that, but also, you know, we're still selling tickets. So that's the main goal is selling seat tickets.
See, the reason I ask was back in my hometown in 1971, the hockey team, the St. Louis Blues, they traded away their best player, most popular player by far. He came back to town 3 months later in a different uniform. And that night that he came back was the biggest crowd in the history of that 70-year-old building, which was 40 years old at the time. And the last 30 years of that building's life, they had a whole new population max because the fire marshal got mm-hmm. word that there were 3,000 standing people that night.
Oh, my goodness.
And they never had a crowd like that again because the fire marshal wouldn't permit it. But there's good reasons for that, too. If something ever broke out, you'd know why.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you guys have a lot of things to adhere to with the operation of a big building, don't you?
Yeah, we actually, now that I think about it, we actually did have an issue with our first Endurocross, not this year, but last year.
No kidding.
We had way too many people in the building,
yeah.
and the fire marshal was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So because when we had writers and their friends, and there was people that we weren't expecting.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, but a good problem to have.
yeah, a little too popular. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice.
So there definitely are a lot of rules and regulations, and it's a lot of work to keep up a huge building that mm-hmm. that. Big.
Well, in the meantime, check out the public ice skating through December. If you're a frustrated minor league hockey player like me, take advantage of the stick and puck sessions, or as I used to call it, huff and puff hockey. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, you got Northern Arizona Suns basketball. You've got a magical Cirque Christmas, December 27th, the toughest monster truck tour, January 10th and 11th, Lee Bryce on February 28th, Chicago, yes, the real Chicago, on March 8th. And Axel by Cirque du Soleil coming up in March the 19th through the 21st. Sheila Anderson, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success for you and the Findlay Toyota Center.
Thank you.
And say hello to Catfish when you get there.
I will.
Stay tuned. We're going to take a check of local and state news and weather, and then we're going to talk with the author of Monty Python Speaks on the 50th anniversary of Walking Silly on Purpose on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Is that crack or chip blocking your view? AAA can help. Call the company you already trust for everything automotive. AAA Auto Glass Service is now available in the greater Prescott area. Their mobile auto glass technicians come to you to repair or replace your windshield and can help file your claim paperwork too. It's that easy. AAA Auto Glass makes things so much clearer. Schedule your service today. Call AAA Auto Glass at 855-AAA-GLASS.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
I've had some big trees go out into the landscape. Thought this week we'd cover the best planting technique, whether it's for that living Christmas tree or just adding the landscape any time of the year. You'll be a pro at this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the morning, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 10th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Prescott City Council meets at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll consider future development at the regional airport.
Planning process is being led by Delta Airport Consultants, and it has involved research and reports on such items as facility requirements, alternatives, and financial feasibility. This process is also used to create the airport layout plan and a public airport disclosure map. The Prescott City Council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Dewey Humboldt Town Council meets at 6:30 tonight. They'll discuss changes to the town code.
Definitions for consideration include carport, fence, private garage, exotic and household pets, and porch. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes host the Calgary Flames this evening on KQ&A at 7 o'clock. Sunny today, cloudy tonight and tomorrow morning before clearing to sunny highs near 52 today, the mid-50s tomorrow through Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling overnight to about 33 with a big cool down arriving Sunday and Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high near 60 today, chilling after bedtime to a cloudy 36, clearing tomorrow afternoon to mostly sunny highs in the low to mid-60s Wednesday through Saturday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Want to get your weekend off to a great start? Wake up to Hammer Time every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Hi, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association with a great opportunity to learn construction tips and hear important information from local professionals. Don't start your morning without us, Yavapai County Contractors Association.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A, and now for something completely different, the complete oral history of Monty Python. In honor of its 50th anniversary of Monty Python's Flying Circus, we have author David Morgan on the line. He has collected interviews with Monty Python's founding members, actors, producers, and other collaborators, producing a no-holds-barred look at the Python's legendary sketches and films. The show was broadcast by the BBC between 1969 and 1974, and Monty Python's Flying Circus introduced a new brand of surrealistic stream-of-consciousness comedy that pushed the traditional boundaries of format, style, and contents. Blending brilliant satire, slapstick silliness, the Pythons, Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, and Terry Jones, and Michael Palin spoke to a generation eager to break free of the conventional. They made their way across the Atlantic and the world. The Pythons' zany approach to comedy had a monumental influence on modern popular culture, paving the way for farces from Saturday Night Live to The Simpsons to even to Austin Powers. The revised and updated edition of the Monty Python 50th anniversary book includes a new foreword by last week tonight's John Oliver, four new chapters on Monty Python in the 21st century, the story behind the making of Spamalot the musical, the group's reactions to the wild success of their 2014 reunion show,
and Exiting the Stage, a touching look at the group without Terry Jones. He was diagnosed with dementia in 2015. David Morgan, the author, is a senior producer for CBSNews.com and for CBS's Emmy Award-winning news magazine, Sunday Morning. He has written about film production and media issues for such publications as the Los Angeles Times, Newsday, Sight and Sound, The Hollywood Reporter, Empire, The Independent, and American Cinematographer. He previously worked for ABCNews.com. He lives in New York City. Sadly, the book also includes a chapter called Exiting the Stage, a touching look at the group without Terry Jones, who was diagnosed with dementia 4 years ago. David, thanks for joining us today. You talk about, in your book, a thorough oral history of the Pythons before and after their massive success. What do you attribute their initial success to?
I think it's in large part due to the way they broke so many barriers in comedy, in terms of the structures of comedy, in terms of... They were really given a tremendous amount of freedom by the BBC when they were given their own show to write and perform, and they took that freedom and ran with it. And also, there's a timelessness to their comedy because they didn't generally trade in topical humor. You don't have to know who was the Prime Minister of England in 1970 to get a joke today. You can understand their humor because it was basically geared towards archetypes and about institutions and about establishment figures that are recognizable in any culture in any country.
With them starting out on the BBC, did you find them surprised in any way at their tremendous success here in the States?
Oh, yes. It was initially thought that the Python humor would never translate to the U.S., and in part because there was nothing like it on the airwaves in the U.S., so they didn't expect it to translate. But there was something so liberating about their humor that, and as I said, you don't have to be familiar with British history or British culture to get what they were making fun of. It's just as funny to an American audience, to European audience, a Japanese audience. That's why it was able to translate so well.
What kind of influence do you think the Pythons had on modern popular culture?
Well, I think their willingness to break the boundaries of humor in not adhering to the formats of, say, sketch comedy. They wouldn't necessarily have a punchline on the sketch. They wouldn't think it was necessary. So they would introduce a comic idea, then they would drop it, go on to the next one, and go on to the next and the next. And they would tie all these different ideas together with this sort of surreal animation that Terry Gilliam did. And so what it was for the audience was just a constant barrage of comic ideas rather than a narrative or a character. The shows were never built around a specific comic personality. It wasn't like the John Cleese Comedy Hour. It was Monty Python. It was these six guys producing humor that was, it could be incredibly intelligent, it could be incredibly silly, it could be slapstick, but there was just a sense of freedom, of liberation to it, like, we get to do this fun stuff, and that's very enticing for the audience.
When we look back at the original members of Monty Python, Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, and Michael Palin, does your book touch upon their individual careers outside of Python?
Yes, and there was always a sort of tension as each of them was trying to pull away from Python to pursue their own solo careers, like when John Cleese left the TV show to do Fawlty Towers, and yet he joined up again working on the movies. So they were, of course, very interested in pursuing their solo efforts, but none of their solo efforts was quite the same as what they did in collaboration, and it's partly because among Python, you had six very strong personalities that were of different temperaments and different comic sensibilities. And yet when they all worked together, they were able to meld into something that wasn't like what any of their solo projects were like. And that, of course, they found very invigorating. They felt that they never laughed harder than when they were amongst themselves. And so they were always attracted to work with each other to be able to produce stuff that they could not do on their own.
Your book also talks about the story behind the making of Spamalot, the musical.
Yes, that was primarily Eric Idle's baby. He's probably the most musical of the Pythons in terms of writing and performing. And he had always wanted to do a Broadway musical in the vein of a vaudeville show. And he wanted to adapt Monty Python and the Holy Grail to that end. And he wasn't sure that he would get the permission from the other Pythons that they would want him mucking around with their movie. So he collaborated with his composer, John Dupre, and created a demo CD of songs and sent that to the Pythons. They enjoyed it and they gave him permission. Yeah, go ahead and do a show. And I'm not sure they actually thought the show would work or that he would be able to produce it, but it was a huge success on Broadway, won 3 Tony Awards and ran for 4 years and toured all the way around the world. And now they are in pre-production of a movie version of it. So probably next year we're going to have a movie adaptation of a Broadway musical that was adapted from a movie.
Tell us about their 2014 reunion show at London's O2 Arena and the group's reaction to it.
Well, they were overwhelmed by the reaction. They had agreed to do one show at the O2 Arena, which had about 16,000 seats, and those tickets sold out in 43.5 seconds.
Oh.
And so they added another show, and they kept selling out. They ended up doing 10 performances, and it was also broadcast via satellite to cinemas all around the world. They had no expectation that there would be such a demand for them after all these years. And it wasn't just baby boomers. It was also the baby boomers' children and grandchildren who were attending, too. They really, their audience really does cross all generational barriers.
My fiance and I have a Sunday morning ritual of sitting down to watch our favorite TV show Sunday morning on CBS. Tell us about your involvement with that.
Well, I am responsible for the online material for Sunday morning on CBSNews.com. So I get to work with all the producers and editors and correspondents on that show, which is probably the second best TV show after Monty Python Flying Circus.
We thank the author, David Morgan. The book is the 50th anniversary of Monty Python's Flying Circus, the complete oral history of Monty Python. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you very much.
Tis the season for savings all through the land with up to 42% off the 2019 Buick Encore at Findlay Buick in Prescott. Spacious storage and flexible seating for up to 5. A contemporary interior complemented with modern technology and nimble maneuverability and turbocharged engine.
Encore empowers you to carve your own path.
Save over $12,000 off MSRP and get your Findlay Buick price of only $16,780. That's 42% off.
Or lease for only $189 a month.
Buick is Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand, and we guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Get the highest expressions of Buick luxury and up to 42% off MSRP. Findlay Buick in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. Buick, experience worry-free luxury.
On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial plus PACS title license and 495 back fees. Stock number B43644. Lease for 39 months, 10,000 miles per year with $39.95 due at signing.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
The Prescott Center for the Arts Family Theater presents Disney's Frozen Jr. The magic, the adventure, and humor of this Disney favorite will thaw the coldest heart. Two sisters, when faced with danger, discover their hidden potential and the powerful bond of sisterhood. Frozen Jr. plays through December 15th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
Cold never bothered me anyway.
You're listening.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, I'd like to end the show today with a heartwarming true story about the Christmas season. I have a wonderful neighbor. She and her husband have two little girls, ages 2 and 5, and she was out, the mom was out, on a girls' night out with 4 or 5 of her friends last week, and they picked a real nice local restaurant, had a wonderful meal, drinks, the whole bit, great conversation. And the best part of the evening, at the very end of it, the restaurant owner came by, had heard part of their conversation, said that he really admires what they do, and he not only picked up their dinner tab, dinner and drinks tab, he also tipped the waiter a very generous gratuity, and it was all on the house. And who am I speaking of? None other than Augie Perry at Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69 over at Frontier Village. Augie, my neighbor, is just ecstatic. Thank you so much for doing that for them. They had no idea, and neither did we, but you know what? We're not surprised. And a very wonderful Christmas gesture from Augie Perry. Hey, speaking of Augie's, coming up on December 19th, it's going to be another performance by Frank Cimarelli doing his wonderful Frank Sinatra tribute. That'll be coming the evening of August, of December 19th at Augie's, so don't miss that. Hey, please join me with our Link Elliott this Friday evening as we broadcast live during Acker Night Musical Showcase downtown on our sister station, the Mix 106 KPPV. I'll be reporting live from El Gato Azul, Carmela's Italian Restaurant, Marino's Mob Burger, and This Dude's Food, as well as Travis Bard Legacy Real Estate Network. Link will call in live from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, the Western Heritage Center, and Raskin's Jewelers. That's all this Friday evening for the Acker Musical Showcase, one of the biggest annual events in the Prescott area. It will be on the air from 5:40 until 8:05, broadcasting live and from Acker Night locations on the Mix 106 KPPV. I want you to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, followed at 4 o'clock by Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me back here at 2 o'clock Wednesday with my guest Katie Dufort from Ride Prescott. She has some very interesting new ideas on how you can show your holiday visitors around Prescott and have a lot of fun. And also on tomorrow's show, Scott O'Neill, where for his Blues Rock Blowout coming up this weekend. You can see Scott's band at the Birdcage. Not the Birdcage, I'm sorry. at the Windsock Lounge out by Ken Lane's Waters Garden Center. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.